Now, I'm carrying this conversation with you to find out from God what would be your trouble, what you're here for. I just talk to you a few moments just to catch the channel of your human spirit. I'm a man, you're a woman. This is our first time meeting in life. But God knows both of us, doesn't He? You are a nervous person, but you're not standing here for that. You're standing here, and you got that handkerchief in your hand, and that's to go to a sick friend. Right. That sick friend has a cancer, and that cancer is located on the breast. I see a doctor has done something. He's took one breast off. He's removed one breast. And you've brought the handkerchief that I'd pray over it, and you're to send it to your friend. They live in Illinois here. Are those things right? If it is, would you just give me your handkerchief? Now, Father God, may the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that's standing here now, and while this anointing is moving, I lay my hands upon her friend and ask that the power of Jesus Christ go with this handkerchief. And may the enemy, the devil, move from the woman, and may she live. In Jesus Christ's name, I send this token. Amen. God bless you, sister. Tell her to write me and give the testimony from here. All right, be reverent. Have faith. Do you believe?
Amen.
Lady, I've seen you climb up to the prayer line and go sit down again with that baby. You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't have the lady sitting there, that baby crying? I see the little baby crying. You don't have the prayer card. All right. That's all right. The father behind there, do you believe that if the baby will get well? Do you believe, too, Mother, that the baby will get well if I'll ask God? Now, I want you both to lay your hands on the baby. The trouble is in the head. And you all come a long ways from here, haven't you? You come from the state of Kentucky, didn't you? Come, isn't that right? All right. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth made that demon leave that child. Come out of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, when no other hand like that mother's could lay there, I accept God. And I ask that the baby gets well. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you now. May you go and the baby live and be normal again. God bless you. Don't doubt, sister. I don't know. You never seen you. But God knows all about you. Isn't that right? Don't fear now. He who knows all things, the evil's gone from the baby. Just keep believing, and the baby, you'll notice such a difference in the next 24 hours. It'll be a different child. You just believe that now and go on. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Everyone reverent. Just have faith. Just a minute. Oh. Bow your head. This is a deaf spirit moving against me now. It's on this man standing here. I thought it was in the audience. Bow your head now so we can get hearing to him, and then we'll talk to him. Everyone be reverent and bow your head. Lord, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessing upon this, our brother, who stands here waiting tonight to be delivered from evil. O Almighty One, make thy servant tonight to be obedient to thy word. And I pray that you'll heal him. Take the evil from him. And Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to leave the man. Come out of him. Just keep your head bowed a minute. Can you hear me, brother? Can you hear me? You may raise your head. Can you hear me? Say yes to your last. Hear me now? Now you also, besides that, something that you cannot see. You've got a tumor. And that tumor is located in the jaw. Is that right? You believe me to be his prophet? And not only that, but you come from Zion City, Illinois, didn't you? Go home now, you're well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. Just a little skeptic at first to get understanding. You believe with all your heart? The only thing, he just didn't understand at first, that he might know. God knows all things, you see. All right. All right, bring the patient. Be reverent now. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. How do you do? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other. We are to each other. We do not know one another. This is our first time meeting in life. A very typical picture of Jesus and the Samaritan woman. It was two different races. One was a Jew and the other was a Samaritan. Now, this is white and colored together. In them days, it's a little difference, like a little friction has been in the days past with the white and colored. But Jesus let them know that God was the Father of all nations. Is that right? He doesn't care whether they're yellow people or white people or black people or brown people. All the wall of petitions broke down. Jesus Christ died for every human being in the world. You believe that? I do with all my heart. And we've just returned from Africa down there where we've ministered, seen 30,000 of your people converted in one altar call. And they really are humble and love the Lord. Our hearts burn to get back to them again. Us being strangers, knowing not one another. But you're not from this city. You have come from a city that's a country that's rolling. It's a great wheat country. It's Oklahoma. You come from Oklahoma. And you're here on a visit. You're here to see a loved one. That loved one is a sister. And you're here to be prayed for diabetes. And the diabetes has went through your body, and in your right foot, it's eat a hole through it. Is that right? I'll send you back to Oklahoma to be well. Oh, Almighty God, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I condemn this blood-eaten demon and may the Calvary's cross and a blood transfusion and may this diabetes sugar turn back normal to good rich blood through Jesus Christ's name and through his blood. Amen. Go doubting nothing, rejoicing. All right. Praise be to God. The woman just now coming to, she didn't realize what had happened until just now, what it is. She was healed. When she was standing under the anointing of that Spirit, she didn't understand what it was. She just now come to herself to know what it was. What do you think about that out there, sir? The little man sitting out there with asthma. You believe? I see you reach for over there. Something you believe with all your heart? That God's going to heal you of that asthmatic? You also have a hay fever, don't you? I see you holding your nose all the time. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand there. All right, stand up on your feet. Accept your healing now. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the man be made well for your glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you something, sir. When that woman come down the step, rejoicing like that, it made you feel real good, didn't it? It made you feel like that you was going to be healed yourself. That's when God answered your prayer. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe all things are possible. All right, the lady. You're near the kingdom, lady, sitting there, looking at me. That light stands right over you, which is the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You have heart trouble, don't you? The lady next to you has heart trouble. Lay your hands on one another. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, while you're over them women, may the heart trouble leave them, and they go and be made well. Through Jesus Christ's name, amen. The blessings of God upon you. Just have faith. You have spinal trouble, don't you, sir, sitting there? Yes. You have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card, do you? You don't have your prayer card, I say. No prayer card. Then stand up on your feet just a minute. Raise your man in a green shirt, the one that's over just now, Sonny, just a moment. I want to see what happens to him just a minute. All right. You believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? You to believe me to be His prophet, His servant? You believe that? Your spinal troubles left you, sir. Move yourself up and down like this. I told you, it's gone. You're free now. Go home. You're well. Your faith has healed you. Amen. God bless you. Just believe with all your heart. This is the patient. Excuse me. This is 3 or 4 nights in the meeting. I'm getting worn a whole lot now. I get so weak. You look. You're suffering with something wrong in your chest. That's a tumor. You're also nervous, female trouble. You're from out of town. You're from Cleveland, Tennessee. Is that right? I go home believing the Lord Jesus Christ and be made well. I condemn the devil that torments my sister and ask him to leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go rejoicing, sister. Just have faith out there. I'm sorry to some that wrote your letter getting weak. I can't help that. It's something that I have no control of. I'll explain it perhaps later. That lady that just... Is that the lady that was healed just now? They're just sitting right down over there? Are you the lady that was healed? Oh, I see. Yes. Right there? Yes. Oh, lay your hand over on that next lady to you there. She has high blood pressure. She's wanting to get rid of that high blood pressure. Isn't that right, lady? All right, lay your hand over on her sister. You were just healed. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, may that blood pressure drop just now for your glory. Amen. Do you accept it, sister? With all your heart. I see. God bless you, sister. Sitting right behind you is another colored lady sitting back there. Colored person. You got a stomach trouble, haven't you, lady, sitting out there with the little hood. And you've had a stroke. You're healed. You've lost a lot of weight. I see you where you was a heavy person. You've lost several pounds of weight, haven't you? Your stroke's all gone. Raise your hands up. Bounce your feet up and down. Lady, you're healed. Give God praise. You're well now. God's peace be with you. Hallelujah. You may think that I'm crazy, but I'm in God's provided way. So is this meeting in God's provided way. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart, and you shall be healed. Each one of you. All right. Bring your patient. You believe that our trouble left you while you're sitting right there in the chair? It did. Now just go and rejoice. That's the way to have faith and be made well. Come, lady. Do you believe that stomach trouble left you while you were sitting there? Go eat your supper then. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith. You believe the same thing happened to you?
Yes.
All right, then just go and be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart. Sir, do you believe you were healed sitting there in a chair? You do? Come here, let me lay hands on you. That's what you wanted to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made well. Amen. God bless you, brother. Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, my. Something went over that building then, just then, like a light. You'll find out after I'm gone from here tomorrow night, there'll be people testifying of healing that don't realize it right now.
That's right.
Something's happening. All right. That female trouble's gone from you. Just go rejoicing and being happy in Jesus' name. Have faith. Now you're having faith rightly. Heart trouble's nothing. God can heal all things, can't he? It's gone from you, brother. Go rejoicing. Let's say praise be to God. You believe that Jesus Christ heals you now as you come by? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be made completely whole. Amen. Go thanking God and rejoicing. Oh, my! Pour that water. What is it to our Heavenly Father to heal arthritis? Well, He can do it easy, can't He? You believe me to be His servant? Will you obey me as His servant? Raise up your hands. Raise up your feet like this. Stomp them. All your arthritis is gone now. Go on the platform rejoicing. I want that handsome for joining for a friend. In Jesus Christ's name, may it be so. Amen. Now go rejoicing and happy. Praise be to God. Brother, God can heal that diabetes as easy as He'll heal a toothache, can He? You believe He does it? You shall have what you ask for then. Don't doubt in Jesus Christ's name. The worst disease in the world is heart trouble. But God can heal it. Don't you believe it? Then you shall have it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, sister. Do you believe?
I do.
You believe me to be His servant?
I do.
With all your heart?
I do.
I see between you and I is a table. You're moving back from it. You got stomach trouble. Go eat your supper now. You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Any persons in here want to be healed? Raise up your hands. Lay your hands over on one another. If God can make demons leave from here, from death, blind, and so forth, He can make it out there. Here go, Brother Bosworth, come here. Let's pray the prayer of faith. Almighty God, in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, move tonight, and I cast out every evil spirit from this auditorium just now to heal all the sick and the afflicted.
How do you do, ladies? Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? You believe me to be His servant? Of course, we're strangers to one another. I don't know you, but God does know you, doesn't He? Well, and do you believe that He will grant to you the blessings that you're asking for? Do you believe it? And now, if God will reveal by His supernatural power to me what your trouble is, will you accept Jesus as your healer? You are suffering with something wrong in your limb. It's a varicose vein. Isn't that right? And another thing, you have a husband, and that husband is suffering with arthritis. Isn't that right? You go lay your hands on him as I lay on you, and in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may you both be healed. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing and being happy. Let's say thanks be to God. You want to get over that spinal trouble sitting there, lady? You believe that God has healed you? Yes, you. It just left you then. Your spinal trouble. You were praying to be healed, and God heard your prayer. So you're healed now of the spinal trouble. Would you come, lady? Suppose we're strangers to each other.
You prayed for me for a tumor, and I have it in alcohol. I came to you.
Oh my! She said that I prayed for her for a tumor one time, and she's got it in alcohol now. Let's say praise the Lord. I want you to look this way just a moment, lady. You come tonight then as a believer, a real believer, and that's what you're desiring now is. You can hand me your handkerchief while I'm talking to you. This goes to a mother, and that mother is in Alabama, and she has a high blood pressure, had a stroke. Now I lay it on her in the name of Jesus Christ, send it to her. May God bring her out of it and make her well. Be reverent. Just believe God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. God will grant His blessings unto you. All right. If you will come, bring the lady. Now be reverent as you can. Have faith. You think that scientist has left you, sister? You're sitting on the end of the row. You believe that God made you well? All right, stand up and say, I accept my healing. God bless you now. You can go home and be over it. Your faith saved you. God bless you. You believe, sister, with all your heart? You believe me to be God's servant? And you're just a woman that's been called in from out there in the audience. God alone knows you. I don't. God does. But you're from away from here. You come here from another city. And you've had an accident. It's been a fall. It's caused you to have pain. It injured you. Like the neuritis pains, you try to call it, but it isn't. It's from the fall. And then you got a bladder trouble. Now come here. I'm going to send you back to the leader to be well. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, bless this woman and send her home in Jesus' name. Heal him well. Amen. God bless you. Go on your road now, rejoicing and behave well. How do you do? Are you two coming together? Would you come near just a moment? Do you believe me to be God's servant? We are strangers to each other. We have never seen before, as I know of. We are strangers to each other. Do you believe that you're in His august presence?
Hallelujah.
You're a husband and wife, and you've come from a distance. I see you come by ship. You come over seas of water, and you come from a land that's great, high mountain, Switzerland. And you are suffering with heart trouble, and you have had a vision from the Lord, as and you're a minister. And in the vision, the Lord told you in the vision to come here to see me and me to lay my hands on you and your ministry to be increased. Come forward for your blessing. Almighty God, Jehovah, who made the heavens and earth and appeared in the waves, and over the seas has come these people. Let thy presence, Lord, be great upon these people. And may they receive now of thy blessings as thy humble servant lays hands in obedience to the commandments of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I send them to their homeland with the desire of their heart. Amen. Amen. You shall have what you have asked for. God bless you. God bless you. All right, next. Let's call a group of them. What was that? L's? S's? Let's call from 85 to 100. S 85 to 100. Take the last part there. Just line up over here on this side, if you will, and get the people just coming a little. If they will have faith, have love, have compassion, pray one for the other that the Lord Jesus may bless you and give you an exceedingly abundantly of His love and of His power is my sincere prayer. And up in the balconies to you, my sick friends up there, have faith in God. He's here to heal you and to make every one of you well. There is nothing impossible with Him, and He will bless you greatly if you'll just let Him do it. You believe this with all your heart? All right. Now, His presence is here with us, so let's be reverent. God is in His holy temple. Let the world, let the earth be silent, and let His blessings be upon you all. Be constantly in prayer, saying, God, have mercy on me, and save me from this awful onward generation that we're living in, and this terrible destruction that's soon coming. There's the coming of time soon when even there won't be even a leaf left on a tree. There won't be even a high place left in America. There won't be one building left. What'll be swept to the ground? The time's coming when nations will be no more. The rock that was hewed out of the mountain without hands shall break all kingdoms into powder, and the winds of time shall blow them away like chaff on the summer threshing floor. Lord Jesus, be merciful to the needy is my prayer. Our Heavenly Father, seeing the condition in the people tonight, feeling Your power as it's moving in the way of great, needy people are coming getting saved, healed. May this great, lovely nation of ours be spared a little longer. Send us that which we have longed for, the old-fashioned revival again. Hear my prayer, my Father. I pray thee through Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. May his almighty blessings rest on each and every one. As you pray anywhere in the audience, just pray and believe with all your heart, and God will grant it to you. Whatever your desire is, God will grant it. I see the heads up on the people, hands up, as a little lady sitting there suffering with headaches. She has them continually. You just got healed then, sister, so you can stand up now. And by the way, the lady sitting next to you, I see her in a vision. She's crippled with it's arthritis. She can't get out of bed. Raise up your heel, sister. Stand up. The arthritis is gone now. You can go home and be well. Lord Jesus, bless them, I pray. Amen. It's your faith that does it, Christians. It isn't me. It's your faith that's pulling it. You remember the woman that touched the hem of his garment? And he turned around, looked over the audience till he found her and said, thy faith is saving. Sure, he looked over his audience, perceiving their thoughts and noise. Would you come, lady? I want to ask you a question. As a Christian believer, the very moment that I said something to that lady, a strange feeling struck you, didn't it? Because you had arthritis too. You were both healed at the same time. It left you. You go off the platform and I just fall off like there's nothing wrong with you. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe the Lord Jesus is here to come here that I might? And the Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that believe the woman and may she be well. Amen. I go happy and rejoicing in being well. Would you believe with all your heart? You're nervous, upset, you got a stomach trouble that bothers you. And now that's a little ulcer in your stomach. But it's gone now. You can go. You're healed. Your faith has saved you, sister. God bless you. Go in. Sister dear, do you believe me to be his servant? You do. Then you believe you're in his presence? You have things that a lady your age would have, but the main thing is the arthritis. See, that's making you in that condition. But it's gone from you now. You can go off the platform. You're healed. Your faith has did it, sister, and made you well. Your trouble's in your back, isn't it? You believe that Christ heals you now? Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant this, Father. Amen. Go, sister. Your faith has made you whole. How simple it is to see people healed. You believe now out there? Now be reverent. Have real reverence for him. Sometimes in moving, the Holy Spirit is very timid, very timid. The Bible said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Be reverent. Now faith is moving all through the building. Now, lady, would you come here just a moment? I want to talk to you just a moment. Do you believe me to be God's servant? You see, more you talk to people, when you contact their life, more you know of them. And if I would talk long, the first thing, you are here to see me from another country. You have come about long ways, 2,000 miles or more, and you're suffering with a tumor, and you're that lady there with her hand up, you all, yes, that's the same as in the car. You are with her. You have it's some kind of a trouble in your throat. It's a thyroid trouble. And that's the man sitting next to you. You all come from Canada. And you You got a gallbladder trouble. You've been operated on twice.
Oh, God.
That's your wife. No, that's your sister standing next to you. Put your hand over on her. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, we condemn these demons and bind these people. And may they go and be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Every person here, stand to your feet right quick. Just a minute. The Holy Spirit's moving right over the audience. Right? Accept it right now. Believe me right now. Everybody in the wheelchair, get up. Everybody blind, crippled, whatever it is, receive Jesus Christ. Lord God, grant this great power of ministration. Now, as I speak to the lady, I only for this purpose, just to find what her spirit is. And there's like a reel in heaven. We'll call it that way. It isn't that way. But like in heaven, there's a reel. And in this reel, everything that she ever did is laying right there before God. And what the end of her life lays right before God. Now, then God can show me what she has done. And she knows whether that'll be true or not. Then he can show me what is to come. And if he does, if she knows that was true, she'll have faith to believe what will be said will be true, you see. And check anyone, anytime. It's always perfect. Because it's not this poor, humble, ignorant man here. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Now, sister, I suppose not knowing you, we become strangers to each other. I do not know you. As far as I know, we're strangers to each other, are we? I'm here as your brother to try to help you. And God knows I'd do anything that I could to help you. But now, being just a man, well, it's very little I can do, only I'm your brother in the Lord Jesus. And God has given gifts into the church that we can help one another. You believe that? You are a Christian. Because your spirit is welcome, you see. You're a Christian. And do you believe that the Lord Jesus can let me know what is your trouble if we're strangers? Now, you're aware that something's going on. That's that angel of God that they got the picture of it here, you see. That's the devil. You've never come in contact with it before, but you know that something is going on. It's just not altogether a human being standing here. And you're not from this country. You're from away from here. And you're from a country that's got a lot of lakes in it. Wisconsin. I just happened to pass some places. You were coming down here, and I knew where you are. You come with somebody. You're here with somebody. It's a man. It's a kind of a heavy set, kind of thinning hair here in front. As the man's got his head turned to me now, seemingly I ought to know him. And you're suffering with a growth. And you've lost the sense of smell. You can't smell. Come here. Oh, Lord. I pray that you restore to our sister what Satan has robbed her of. And may thy mercies be with her now as I curse the enemy that has did this thing to her. And may she be healed this night. I command that Satan leaves out of here her body and she be made free by the orders of Jesus Christ, who said, in my name they shall cast out devils. So you leave her, Satan. Amen. It may seem strange to you at this time, but you're healed. I have nothing to see where it lets you prove to yourself that the sense of smell is to you. But you know that something has happened in your nose. You feel something kind of funny, isn't that right? That's odorous of the air. And your sense of smelling sits here, and you are healed. You can go on your road rejoicing and be well. God bless you. Now the Lord be blessed and magnified is my humble prayer. How do you do, lady? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other. Only the Lord Jesus knows us. Or he has
better, bless her. Between you and I is the Holy Spirit, and also just above you is a shadow of darkness, real deep dark that's hanging near you. What it is, it's a death. You have been to a doctor's, yes, and they have, I see the doctor turn, a kind of a chunky built fellow, as he shakes his head. It's cancer, and he's give you up, it's eat you up through your system.
Picking up my whole body. But I came for my promise.
Come. Lord Jesus, I condemn this devil through the vicarious suffering of Jesus Christ and drive death from her, and may life enter into her body this night. And the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my hands up on her to confirm this word to her that he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord Jesus, I believe your word, and I condemn death that's hanging near her and ask it to leave through Jesus Christ. Amen. Go right through your testimony, thanking God and praising him with all your heart. Go.
The Lord
be blessed and magnified. Just believe now with all your heart. You can receive just what you ask for. You have a nervous trouble sitting there, don't you, lady? Only you have spells of nervousness that makes you feel like that you're losing your mind. Satan sometimes tells you that you crossed the line. You've practically been nervous all your life. You had a scare started that when you was a child, just a little girl. And now, here I see you trying to do something. It's make beds or something. You get so nervous you have to go sit down. But you've been praying. You've been trying to be healed. When this lady was being prayed for just now, you felt something strange come over you. Has that the truth? If it is, raise up your hand. If that's true, I have told you the truth. I've never seen you. You're just a lady who's walked up there and sat down. I tell you that in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed. You go home. You're well. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. All right, will you bring this boy? Believe now. Don't doubt. Have faith in God. And now, everyone be reverent. There's epileptic in the room tonight. I can't find it. But there's an epileptic here, and it's always haunts that because it's a terrible thing. And I know that God will heal it if we just let him tell me what's that, you see. And it's very disobedient. And now, everyone be reverent because them spirits go from one to another. You know that. That's scripture, you see. And so now, be reverent. And bring the boy. How do you do, young man? You believe me to be God's servant? You believe the Lord Jesus Christ be the Son of God, and then I'm his servant. Is that right? And God sent the Lord Jesus to the earth that he might give us the desire of our heart that's free from sin, free from sickness, free from worry. We are strangers to one another, young man, I suppose, are we? This is our first meeting time. You're just a lad, not like my boy standing back there. You're in deep trouble, young man. You believe me to be his prophet? You got a handkerchief in your hand to go to the dearest friend you got on earth, your mother, a dying. She's got everything wrong with her. She's got hardening of the liver. The doctor has announced that no more can be done. She has leukemia, cancer in the bloodstream. You have a little sick brother at home, too. And you're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, aren't you, young man? Give me your handkerchief and come near my brother. Oh, God, I pray for mercy. Let thy spirit, oh, God, come. As this young man stands here pleading for mercy, I'm holding this handkerchief in our hands, I pray that it'll heal those who's intended, and may our brother be rejoicing and happy, know that God has promised And I condemn the spirit of death that hangs over his mother.
Yes.
And may she get well, and his loved ones. And may our brother receive the desire of his heart. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Don't fear, young man. You know what's happened, so you can go now rejoicing and thank you, God. God bless you. All right. Oh, how wonderful to trust in the Lord Jesus. What's the matter, Mother? Sitting there, the kind of heavy-set lady looking at me, wiping the tears from your eyes. You believe me to be his prophet? You won't get over that colon trouble you're suffering with? Stand up on your feet then. Lord Jesus, through the name of thy great being, I condemn this devil that's tormenting this woman. May it leave her. Her faith has touched you some way, Lord. You turned me to her and showed what was wrong with her. Now I pray, God, that her faith will not fail. If you are that kind to her, may her faith reach up just now and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Only have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart.
How to do, lady? Do you believe me to be his servant? Do you believe that this presence and now here you are standing is the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, we are strangers to each other. We've never met. And I have never seen you. But God knows all about you, doesn't he? He knows all about me.
Now, I'm only getting a conversation with you like our Lord did to the woman at the well and so forth. And you believe that he would make you well? If I tell the truth, I'm talking of the Scripture. And if I tell the truth, then God will testify the truth. And if it's personal, something concerning you. Now, this is the truth, the Bible. But now, there may be something in your life that the Bible hasn't said nothing about. Like Jehoshaphat, when he went out and made an alliance with Ahab, went out into the desert and they got in trouble, he said they had the Ark of the Covenant with them. They had all the writings of the prophets. They had all the laws with them. But they said, isn't there a prophet somewhere that we can consult to find out what's the matter? Now, you're a Christian, and you're a believer, and that's what makes you a Christian, is a believer. Now, you believe this word, but there's something that you would like a spiritual lift to make your faith come up. You need a spiritual lift, that's right. Now, you are suffering one thing with a kidney trouble. And the next thing you have some sort of a growth. It's in the chest. And you've got a paralyzed nerves in your face. And that's caused from an accident, like a cab or something, a taxi cab, yes. And it's hurt you in the spine, you've got that nerve is cut loose here. Is that true? You didn't even know it. But you knew you had the accident. There you are. It is.
I took X-rays and he said they did that at first, and I had cancer. But that's been some time ago.
It's not cancer. It's just a tumor.
Okay.
Down and below the shoulder bone on that side, on your left side. The Almighty God who stands here, who knows your condition, he knows what is true. Do you believe God will move that spine back into its place and give you liberation of that pinched nerve? Come here just a minute. Merciful Father, who created the heavens and the earth, brought all things by Jesus Christ, thy Son, then bring again health to this poor little woman standing here, desperately in need, must have help, God Almighty, I pray that you grant this blessing to her. May the enemy come from her, and may she be well. And with your servant, I lay my hands up on her. I condemn this enemy. And may it go out of her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of her, Satan, for God's glory, the fulfilling of the word of the Lord Jesus, which cannot fail. You are defeated. You have no legal rights. Jesus Christ robbed you, and you have no legal rights to hold anymore. So leave her in the name of the one who died for her, even our Lord Jesus. Amen. Certainly. I wouldn't know. I want you to... Sister, now watch you. I wouldn't tell you what God for you to do. Let him commission you on what to do. I'm just sure seeing, I can only say what he told me. He told me what was to you, and that is true. You're going to be well. I know that. He'll tell you what to do as you get that. God bless you. Go rejoicing. I wouldn't know when he would tell you, sister. That's something he never told me. He just told me that, and that's all I know how to do. I certainly will do it. God bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. That's mutually. Praise be to God. And one thing, asking him, see, if I would tell the woman, I have an idea, but God will tell her. He wouldn't let me speak it. Because if I tell her, that's a man. If he tells her, that's God. Always mind what God says. And she's got a relative here, and she will not make it known. You see me, and I'll tell you where she'll be called to. But I want God to make it known unto her. All right. That's at least what he said that he would do. All right. If you'd ask the Lord Jesus right now that back trouble leaving, you go home and be well. Do you believe that? Let's ask him. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you will heal our sister and make you go from here tonight well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I go believing, sister, you'll be well. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing, sister, with all your heart? Colored lady sitting right out there, you're suffering with arthritis, but she's suffering with headaches. And you believe the Lord Jesus is going to make you well too, lady, sitting out there? And you believe the Lord Jesus makes you well with this arthritis? Lord God, in the name of Jesus, thy Son, I condemn these diseases and ask that they leave the people in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. That's just gone from you, sister. Now go rejoicing. You can thank the Lord. That's right. Now you realize how better you can walk. Now come back this way again. Come back. Raise your feet up like this, you see. Like this. Your knees, bending your knees, see. That's what was asking your knees, wasn't it? See, you're healed, see. Amen. Let's say praise be to God.
Praise be to God.
You believe me as God's prophet? You want to get over the female trouble? Raise up your hand. Say, I accept you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I lay my hands on her to fulfill your word and ask that this demon leaves her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Could I talk to you? Wait for the microphone, sister. Oh, sir. Immorally, just would you wait just a minute, lady? She might have friends here thinking it's something I didn't want to know. It was just something that had taken place in a time that only her and God alone were standing there to see it. And is it the truth, lady? Exactly the truth. Where it was standing, and I couldn't say it before a mixed audience. I seen the vision, what was taking place, and I called her over to her side to tell her, and there was no one nowhere around. She hadn't told anyone or nothing about it right at the place and when it happened that was taking place. Is that right, lady? That's right. Raise your hand so the people know. See, she's all right. She's healed. She's all right. God is with her.
did feel a little better today, haven't you? You were sitting down there last night bleeding, wasn't that right? You were healed last night, sister. Your faith made you whole. That's the way to go back. You believe God will take that stiffness out of you? He has. You won't have to slip out of bed in the morning on one side. You're healed now from that. Go on across the floor and God. Let's say praise be to God. You believe that the Lord Jesus is going to help you in this time that you're worried about? You're afraid that this baby won't be born dry because you're afraid you're going to lose it. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. But God is here. He knows all things. You're afraid of losing that. But let's ask God, and God will keep that and may it be born a lovely child. May God bless you while I bless you in His name. Lord Jesus, may all things be all right for our sister who has faith to walk up before this audience tonight confessing her faith in the power of Almighty God, and may it be normal and everything well. I bless her for this purpose in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. God bless you, sister. The lady has been afraid of a miscarriage, and the baby has been never moved. And when I took her hand just now, she jumped and grabbed me. She said, my baby leaped for the first time just now. Our Lord Jesus Christ rules and reigns supremely. There's nothing can beset Him. He's Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. He that was, which is now, and shall come. The root and offspring of David, the morning star. There is nothing, no place, no time, no how can ever stand before Him. Do you want to get over that eczema sitting there, lady, with that dark dress on, sitting right down there, that breaking out eczema? If you believe God will heal you, He'll do it. Do you believe He will? You believe that He'll make you well? God bless you, my sister. He'll leave you. The lady sitting there next to you is worried about her boy. He's going to go under an operation next Saturday. Stand up just a minute. I want to pray for your boy. Lord Jesus, I condemn death that hangs with that boy. Guide that physician's hand, and may the boy come through well in Jesus Christ's name. How many in here at this time wants God to bless them and heal them right now? Would you raise your hands? Hold your hands up to the Creator. My strength is gone, friends. I just can't hardly stand here. And I feel my manager touching my back, which means that I must go. Bow your heads. Oh, Lord, no disease you said that any time could stand before the prayer of faith. And I ask thee just now, as this strength of the pulling of the Holy Spirit making virtue and strength go, I ask that the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ now, in the name of Him who gave the promise, I condemn every sickness in this building, every person with a disease, every blind person, every crippled person, every deaf person, every sick child. And Satan, you have no right to say any more. You are exposed right here from this platform. Your legal rights are gone. Your day is finished. The Church of the Living God is moving up into realms of faith, and you know that you are defeated and have been. You're only a bluff, and you've bluffed the people long enough. Now, as the Church of the Living God, we take charge over thee by the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I, as His servant, along with the Church, adjure thee by the Living God and His Son Jesus that you come out of every person in here now. Go out of them. You are defeated and lost the battle in Jesus Christ's name.